Money FM 89.3, the best of your money. Market View on Money FM 89.3.
This is a special solo edition of Market Watch because Ryan Huang is on leave, leaving me to hold the walls up, hold the roof up, doing my best. All right, let's start this morning with the world of healthcare and two major trends. One has to do with medical devices, things like devices that prevent the formation of deadly blood clots or help out with orthopedics. Now, the other trend has to do with weight loss, diabetes drugs, they're all the rage, and some unintended positive side effects. Okay, let's start with the medtech, shall we? Yesterday on this show, I talked to you about how there's been an increase in surgeries worldwide as procedures that had been postponed during the COVID-19 pandemic were rescheduled. This is good news for medtech providers like J&J, Johnson & Johnson, whose profits surged during the first quarter of the year to more than $5 billion US dollars. Abbott Laboratories has now become the latest medtech company to report stronger than expected sales. It grossed nearly $10 billion US dollars during the first quarter of the year. Abbott is still selling a lot of COVID-19 test kits, more than $200 million US dollars worth, in fact, during the first 3 months of 2024 was sold. Not nearly as many as a year earlier, if you want to look at things in context. Makes sense, though. But J&J is selling more, Abbott Laboratories selling more glucose monitors and devices for my best friends, cardiologists, like the transcatheter tricuspid valve repair. Say that three times fast. Shares of Abbott Laboratories opened higher yesterday before closing down 3%. They're down about 7% over the past 3 months, Abbott Laboratories. I'm going to keep an eye out for you to see if these better than expected results give a boost to Abbott's share price. All right, the other medical trend that I mentioned at the top of this show has to do with weight loss drugs. Really big business. There's been so much discussion about Wegovy and Saxenda from Novo Nordisk, as well as Eli Lilly's weight loss drug. That one is called Zepbound. Well, the latest buzz about Zepbound is that it can also help people with sleeping disorders. That's pretty much everyone I know. Clinical trials indicate that Zepbound reduces the severity of sleep apnea. Eli Lilly plans to present the test results at an upcoming medical conference and submit this data to regulators in the US and other countries towards the middle of the year. Now, Zepbound is not currently covered by US insurers, but analysts say this latest finding could provide Eli Lilly with a new pathway for approval. Even if insurers don't cover it as a weight loss drug, they might pay for it as a sleep apnea treatment. Shares of Eli Lilly jumped in early trade before giving back most of those gains. Still, the stock performed better than the rest of the market did overnight. Eli Lilly shares finished the session up 0.5%. All right, let's check out some more corporate earnings. And we do it up or down style, which means you get to participate. That's what this is all about. Help me figure out which way a company is headed, okay? Up or down? Let us start. And your first item is United Airlines. We talked about UA on the show yesterday, how it's going to lease planes from Airbus to make up for slower deliveries from Boeing. United Airlines lost $124 million US dollars during the first quarter of the year. That's due in part to a three-week grounding of Boeing planes after a panel blew off an Alaska Airlines MAX jetliner in January. So what do you think? UA shares up or down? Well, UA may have lost money during the first quarter, but those results are still better than expected. Plus, demand for air travel, still strong, right? In fact, looking ahead, UA is forecasting higher profits for this quarter. Investors really like the sound of that. United Airlines shares soared 17% overnight. Next up, the semiconductor manufacturing equipment maker ASML. ASML's customers include TSMC, Samsung and Intel. So how do you think the company is doing? Well, it's a little bit counterintuitive. ASML netted 1.2 billion euros during the first quarter of the year, which is higher than expected. However, its sales dropped more than 20%. Wall Street did not like the sound of that, and ASML shares fell 7% overnight. That's a down. Not only that, ASML's earnings report prompted selling in other semiconductor stocks, including NVIDIA, Intel, Qualcomm, and ARM. Okay, I'll have two more up or down entries for you in a moment, but first let's take a look at the broader US markets. Weakness among tech stocks overshadowed stronger than expected profit reports from United Airlines, Abbott Laboratories, and others. The Nasdaq fell more than 1%. S&P 500 dropped 0.6%. The Dow finished lower as well. The S&P 500 now on its longest losing streak since January. It's fallen nearly 4.5%. Since setting a record late last month. Wall Street's fear gauge, that's also made it back into the news. It's called the SIBO Volatility Index. It's usually called VIX, actually, for short. But its highest level has been hit overnight. And that's its highest level since October, by the way. Analysts say this uptick reflects increasing uncertainty around U.S. interest rates environment, particularly since U.S. Fed Chair Jerome Powell has more or less confirmed that interest rate cuts are off the table for now, or at least until there are signs that inflation is declining again. Let us now return to up or down. It's time for round two. Where's my bell? Wish I had my bell. Let's start with Adidas. Are you an Adidas fan? Do you like the shoes? Do you wear Adidas sports apparel? Well, a lot of people are. Apparently, there's strong demand for Adidas Terrace retro styles. These are trainers. They have a solid color with three stripes angled across the side. Very iconic, right? Adidas is upping its full-year guidance. It now expects to net 700 million euros this year. That's 200 more than previously expected. And it led to an 8% jump in Adidas shares in Europe trade yesterday. That's an up. Next up, another semicon entry, and this is Micron, which is the largest U.S. maker of computer memory chips. Now, this is set to receive $6 billion U.S. dollars in U.S. government grants to pay for domestic factory projects. The grants not yet official, but Micron has pledged to build as many as 4 factories in New York State, plus another in the U.S. state of Idaho. The funds are part of the 2022 Chips and Science Act, which is meant to shore up semiconductor production in the U.S. Other companies that are receiving funds include Intel, TSMC, and Samsung. Now, final up or down entry today is listed here in Singapore. It's Keppel Pacific Oak U.S. REIT. Keppel Pacific Oak is facing higher financing costs due to higher interest rates, right? That's cutting to its profits. And it is cutting distributions to shareholders by 8.8%, which is a down for Keppel Pacific Oak. Let's check in on local markets now. Did you get it all right? Up for Adidas, for Micron, we're basically looking at an up. And Keppel Pacific Oak REIT down. All right, let's check in on local markets, shall we? The Straits Times Index finished in positive territory yesterday, up 0.33% to 31.54. There were actually more decliners than gainers amongst blue chips. Jardine Matheson Holdings led the way with a 2.3% rise. DBS and UOB both finished up more than 1% as well. On the other end of the table, Mapletree Logistics Trust and Frasers Logistics and Commercial Trust both fell about 2%. Now, in economic news, meanwhile, Singapore's exports are down. Non-oil domestic exports dropped by more than 20% in March compared with a year ago. This is the largest drop in more than a year and has hit a number of sectors, including pharmaceuticals and electronics. Let's take a look at the clock. We are currently 17 minutes into the local trading day. Good Thursday morning, everybody. We'll check in to see how the Straits Times Index is doing at the bottom of the hour. Let me get my screen up. I have about 5 in front of me. Finally, it's time for the Elon Musk report. It's a recurring segment on this show. Now, remember how Musk tried to give himself a multi-billion dollar bonus? But then a court in the U.S. state of Delaware said he couldn't do that because the process that Tesla's board had followed was deeply flawed. Well, Musk is back at it. Tesla is now going to ask its shareholders to vote again on the same pay package, which is now valued at around $47 billion US dollars. Imagine that as your pay. Ask if anyone deserves really $45.7 billion US dollars. No, the answer is no. As the New York Times Deal Book points out, Tesla's board is now effectively asking shareholders to consider the information that was revealed in the Delaware court trial and to make the court's ruling moot. Tesla is also making good on Musk's threat to relocate the company out of Delaware, letting shareholders vote to move its incorporation to Texas instead. The $47 billion bonus for Musk is likely to set off a bitter battle amongst Tesla investors because, if approved, Musk will receive the richest pay package in U.S. corporate history. And by the way, this also comes at a time when Tesla shares are down nearly 40% over the past year.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at audio.sg or download the audio app. That's AWEDIO, audio at the App Store and Google Play.